everybody. Welcome back to KD Time. KD Time. KD Time. I'm just kidding. Welcome. If you are a first-time listener, then extra welcome to you. If you are some of my regulars, then another extra welcome to you. I'm just happy that I have listeners and people are listening to me talk about random stuff. On today's episode, this is very random, but it's not at the same time because it's Father's Day weekend. I mean, it was a really big weekend. We had Juneteenth and today is Father's Day. And, you know, shout out to all those fathers out there who are in their child's lives day in, day out. Shout out to the ones who are doing the best that they can from a distance, if that's what it is. And, you know, shout out to the uncles, the godfathers, the grandparents, the granddads, and the stepfathers. Shout out to all of you guys, godfathers and all. Shout out to you, and happy Father's Day. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I know that during this quarantine, we have been able to. Oh, and a special shout out to those fathers to be. Yes, fathers to be deserve love as well. But yeah, so I know with quarantine, we've gotten a little bit more leeway. We've been able to go out more and hang out, but I hope that you guys are still staying safe. I hope that you guys are still wearing your masks and doing what you have to do to, you know, keep the spread low. With all the openings, you don't want to have things going back to the way they were in March. So let's be mindful and make sure that we're doing what we have to do to keep the curve low, and you guys are staying safe. So on today's podcast, I am going to talk about my favorite sitcoms that have moms and dads. There are plenty of sitcoms that have moms and dads, just for the record, but these shows pretty much shaped how I enjoy TV, or like how I enjoy like watching family TV, because a lot of the sitcoms out there, they're not all family oriented. So these ones that I'm gonna pick are, you know, some are old, some are new, some are just because, you know, if you've seen them, then that's awesome. If not, then you should watch an episode or two and see if you enjoy it, and then watch the whole series. You never know, right? And then later I'll hit you guys with some dad jokes just for fun. And that'll be it. This podcast will be so simple. That's all I'm gonna really talk about, and then you'll get a Katie's recommendation in there as well. So sit back, relax, and if you're, you know, using any big machinery or tools of any kind to like cook things, make sure you're paying attention to that as well. Okay, all right, I'll be right back with my favorite sitcom, Dads and Moms. So I was just thinking, this is completely off topic, but I was thinking and I was kind of like, I wonder if the songs get stuck in your head, like my background music. Like, I know every time I do one of these, like, the songs get stuck in my head. Just like a good theme song, am I right? So kick-starting off, Fresh Prince. Hands down, one of the best theme songs out of the bunch. But we're not going to talk about that right now. But Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Phil and Vivian Banks, played by James Avery and Janet Huber, and then later, Daphne Maxwell Reed. This show with Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian was awesome. Like, I will sit there and watch the show all the time. If it comes on TV, I'll legit just sit there and rewatch episodes as if I've watched them for the first time. And a lot of that has to do with the parents. Like, Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian were like great parents. Like, they had three amazing children, and then they took in, you know, Aunt Vivian's nephew, Will. And of course, he's like this ruffian from Philadelphia who is now living it big on the West Coast with his uncle, and he's still trying to keep his roots. He's still trying to be that same guy that he was, but in a way, the way that he's living with Uncle Phil and Vivian and Aunt Vivian and the kids is just like he changes and he becomes more of a like a responsible young man. Like he thinks more about his life and how, you know, his actions affect other people, and all that has to do that's like from the good parenting of Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian. And you know, if you've seen Fresh Prince, there are some heavy hidden scenes in there where, especially that father's episode where the guy leaves and Will breaks down into Uncle Phil's arms and everything. Like that scene touches me every single time I watch it. Every single time. Not because like my own personal experience, my dad isn't like Will's father in the show, but instead it's just like it's a different kind of hurt. It's just like, you know, you feel that pain when somebody walks out on you. And I just really love the show. The show is hilarious, but it also, like, the other thing I really enjoy about the show and a lot of shows that will come right after is that, yes, it has comedy and it will bring you to laughing tears, but it can also touch your soul. And that's what I really enjoy about these sitcoms, is that they can touch you in a way that's both comical and both, like, personal. You can feel the emotion pouring out through the screen, and you know that is why it's first on my list, because like when I think of sitcoms, I think of Fresh Prince, like right off the bat. Next I have Full House, like Full House with Danny Tanner, played by Bob Saget. But it wasn't just Bob, right? He may have been the father of those three girls, but he had his best friends Joey and Jesse, Uncle Jesse, there to help him. And you don't really see that many TV shows out there where it's single dads raising children, especially not three girls, like three young women, you know what I'm saying? And they did a phenomenal job, the three of them. They did their best, you know. And I enjoyed that show because it was just different. Like, you don't, you see the single mom. I mean, there is a sitcom called Mom where it's a mom raising her two kids, and now it's more like of her and her mother and their relationship and how it's going forth, because we don't really see the kids anymore. Bring back the kids. But no, like Full House is just that. Like, you see a single parent trying to make it work and raising three young kids, and I just enjoy the show. Mind you, a lot of the sitcoms I'm about to list have exactly three children each time, almost. There's some that have more, there's some that have less, but for the most part, almost every show I'm about to mention has three kids. I wonder if that was, like, supposed to happen. I mean, in my own personal life, like, I have two younger siblings, so I understand, you know, three, and three, and three. Like, that's what it is. Like, there's a lot of threes in these shows, and I wonder if that was just kind of, like, makes it rounded. But then when you hear about those sweepstakes, they always talk about a mom, a dad, and two kids. So where does the third kid get to have fun? Anyway, moving right along. Number three, Boy Meets World, with Alan and Amy Matthews, played by William Russ and Betsy Randall. I love Boy Meets World. I love Boy Meets World so much. And I love the relationship between Corey and Topanga. I love the relationship between Corey and Sean, his best friend. But what really touches me, now that I'm older, what touches me the most while watching the show is just realizing how big a part Alan and Amy had in their children's lives. Like, you know, Eric and Corey, they were screw-ups sometimes. They screwed up big time a lot of the time. But their parents always had their backs. Their parents always was there ready to help them get through it. And one of the episodes on Boy Meets World that, like, was just kind of like, wow, this happened, was when Topanga had left, or she ran away because, you know, her parents decided to up and move, and they, Corey and Topanga, were together, and like Corey was so distraught, and his mother felt his pain, but she understood that, you know, parents make the final say, and you can't just disrespect your parents. And like watching that episode today, it's just kind of like, I didn't literally see it today, guys, come on. But like in general, like if I were to watch it right now, today, this very moment, I'll sit there and I'll look at it at a different way. Like when I was younger, I was looking at it like, come on, like they love each other, they need to be together, it's very obvious. And to see Corey stand up to his folks and just be like, no, I love this girl, I need her here. And you know, his parents is kind of like, listen, we understand, but you got to understand that this, like, you are children. And like, I'm older now, so I'm just kind of like, yeah, you guys are children, what are you thinking? But I enjoyed the show, I love the show, and I love the fact that Amy and Alan also practically took in Sean as if Sean was their kid. And Sean wasn't the, like, he wasn't the I'm gonna listen to you type, but Sean, that's a whole nother story. I can talk about Sean all the time, but like the fact that Alan and Amy took in Sean as if he was theirs was just phenomenal. It was beautiful too, especially like because of Sean's past and his history with his own folks, and you know, being bounced around and all this other stuff. Like, I really enjoyed Boy Meets World. It is absolutely one of my favorite shows. And those first three sitcoms that I spoke about, all, like, I can sit there and watch them all day. Next, I have Family Matters with Carl and Harriet Winslow, played by Reginald Vell Johnson and Jo Marie Patton first, and then Jodi Ann Elder. Family Matters was awesome. I mean, Family Matters also had three kids. Like, Carl and Harriet had three children, Eddie, Laura, and then the baby. I think her name was Judy. I don't even know, because she left so early in like the first few seasons, and then she was just gone, you know. Same thing with Boy Meets World. The last child just disappeared, came back, and they made a joke of it, but when it came to Family Matters, that girl did not come back. And so, you know, with Family Matters, I thought it was always interesting, Carl and his relationship with Steve. Like, they went on so many different adventures together, and he still was like a good dad to his other kids, and just, you know, being the provider and being able to give advice and everything like that. Like, I loved Family Matters. It was a great show. And I wish there were more shows like these, you know. I wish there were more sitcoms like this where you can watch a family go through things and you learn from it. Next, I have The Cosby Show with Cliff and Claire Huxtable, played by Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad. Now, let's remember, okay, I know that Cosby has a lot of issues, and we don't like talking about him as a person, but him as an actor was great. Cliff was a great father, and again, it's a TV show, it's not real, so, like, Cliff himself was a great father. Like, he was a good dad to all five of his kids. I think he had five, the youngest being Rudy, and I think he had five kids if I remember correctly, because like it was like two older daughters, and then there was a young man in there, and then there was more girls afterwards. I think it was five. So anyway, yeah, like the show, The Cosby Show, is classic. It's classic. Theme songs, classic. And you know, the show itself, especially like one of my favorite episodes is I think it was a Thanksgiving episode, and you watch Cliff go in and out of the house to get stuff from the store because Claire is just kind of like, oh, you forgot this, and he would come back every time drenched in rain. I'm like, where was his umbrella? Where was it? But he did that because he was a good dad and a good husband. And of course the episode where they entertain his folks, his parents, and you know, you got little Rudy singing the song, baby. Good stuff. Moving right along, The next show I really enjoyed growing up was The Brady Bunch, with Mike and Carol Brady, played by Robert Reed and Florence Henderson. Now, the thing I love the most about The Brady Bunch isn't the fact that, you know, it was one of those epitome shows where if you think of sitcom, you think of The Brady Bunch. If you think of family sitcom, you think of The Brady Bunch, because the theme song was, you know, on point. And then one day where the lady met this fellow, and so, like, they basically were just kind of like, hey, like, we love each other, so let's get married. And that's exactly what they did. They got married, and the kids were just like, what? You did what? And they blended their family together. They literally blended their family together. And the two of them, Mike and Carol, they raised their children. Like, he brought in his boys, she brought in her girls, and they raised their children together with the very funny nanny. And, you know, they just made it work. And I always thought while watching that show, like, I don't know how that could happen. Like, that's six children. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with like my two siblings, or not right, not physically people. I'm just figuratively speaking. I'm here with my siblings, and I'm just kind of like, well, dang, if there was three more of us, my mother would be like so stressed. Like, she would be way more stressed if there was more. But at the same time, it worked, and that show was great, and they did a lot. The show was good. They had movies, and then, you know, it got bigger after that. But it was just kind of like, The Brady Bunch was an awesome show. I loved watching it. Next, I have That 70s Show with Red and Kitty Foreman, played by Kurt Woodsmith and Deborah Jo Rupp. Let me tell you, if you've never seen That 70s Show, it's on Netflix. Don't watch the last season. If you're a true That 70s Show fan, you know why. We don't watch the last season because it just completely turned everything upside down. I didn't enjoy it. And anyway, but Red and Kitty were great parents. Like, they were great in the way that they provided for their children, but also called them out on their crap. Like, Kitty would call out her daughter's crap. Red would always call out Eric's crap. And, like, he would go in on his son. Like, he was sarcastic, but he was also stern. And he really was just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, you are a disappointment sometimes, but I still love you. But you need to get your act together. like Red was no pushover when it came to his kids. And that show is just funny. It's very funny. Next up, I have Black-ish with Andre and Rainbow Johnson, played by Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross. This is one of the newer shows. And they have five children, and they're making it work. Like, he's a big-time ad agency director, and she's a top-dog surgeon. Like, the way that they, you know, work together, and he goes through his stuff, and he's also like, it's portrayed in the show that he's like started from the bottom and now he's here, you know. Like, he went to a good school, his parents was able to put him in a good school, a good college, and he made something of himself so that he could live in this Black-ish sort of lifestyle, like, you know. And I enjoy the show a lot. I really enjoy it. I'm glad that it's on, and it's taught me more things that I learned from, like, the actual school system, like Juneteenth, for example. Like, I didn't know about Juneteenth until after I watched Black-ish, and I can say that because it's true. Like, I've heard about it, but I didn't know the depth of it. And I learned about it when it came out way back when, like 2017 or something like that. So just the fact that it was now, this past Friday, made a national holiday is just awesome. I mean, I wish it was something to celebrate for years ago, but we are making progress. as a people, as a country. I think that's phenomenal. Anyway, moving along. Next, I have the Wayne brothers with John Pops Williams, played by John Witherspoon. R.I.P. John Witherspoon. He is a funny dude. Like, I've seen him play a father not only on the Wayne brothers, but also on TV, on movies like Friday. And he was also, well, he wasn't really a father in Soul Plane, but he played all these different, like, hilarious characters. But he was still a good dad in all of them. I love him in the Wayne brothers because, you know, the two sons are just wacky and they're always getting into schemes and things like that. But I also love John Witherspoon as a father to Craig and Friday, especially when he was just like telling him, look, you know, you don't have to use a gun to make a point. Like, you can use your fists, you can use your hands and still live to fight another day. And let's kind of like, a lot of people are quick to, you know, go into the more negative route instead of like being a man and like, you know, using your words, using your hands instead of using weapons. But yeah, R.I.P. John Witherspoon. Next, I have Sister Sister. And Sister Sister was an awesome show. I think they were sort of working on making a new one, but I don't know. But it has Ray Campbell and Lisa Landry, played by Tim Reed and Jackie Harry. And this show in particular is just awesome because, first of all, Ray Campbell and Lisa Landry are both, like, they adopted these two girls. And Lisa adopted her child on her own, and Ray adopted his child on his own. And so then when they found out that the two of them had children that were related, were twins, they decided to come together and become a family. Like, that is definitely not something you see on TV. It's not even something you really see in real life at the same time. Like, so this show was breaking all kinds of barriers, and that's why I loved it so much, because it's just kind of like, you know, Ray didn't have to join with Lisa to raise their girls. Like, they could have still went to the same school and saw each other, but they made that effort to be together as a family, and I just love that show. I love that as a show, and I love how Ray is a great dad and Lisa's an awesome mom. And the two of them just made it work. And they always had that, like, will they, won't they? And as a kid, I thought, like, oh, man, they should be together because they have two girls. And it just makes sense. But when you, as you get older, you understand that sometimes friendships don't need to be more than that. Next, I have the Bernie Mac show. And the Bernie Mac show had Bernard Bernie and Wanda Baby McCullough, played by Bernie Mac and Kalita Smith. R.I.P. to Bernie Mac. I think he's been gone for over 10 years now. But if you've ever watched the show, I know it's on Hulu. It's funny. Like, he's an uncle, and him and his wife don't have children, don't have their own children. But I think the children that they receive, the three children that they receive, were given to him by his sister. I believe it was his sister that had given up her kids so that they can have a better life. And so Bernie is just funny. He's so funny. He's like learning how to be a parent as they all go along. Like, him and his wife are learning how to be parents. And it's just so phenomenal that they decide to take in his sister's kids and just become parents, you know? And they do it, and they're learning, and they're trying to do what's right for them and do what's best for them. And they do. And I mean, the kids are like, the oldest is like, oh, I want to be with my mom. I want to, you know, I don't want to live here or anything like that. And the youngest is kind of like, well, you know, we're here. So I love you, Uncle Bernie. And she's the cutest little thing. But yeah, the show is just awesome. And I don't think they make shows like that anymore either, where a family just takes in some children and becomes an even bigger family than before. Then I have My Wife and Kids, Michael and Janet Kyle, played by Damon Wayans and Tisha Campbell-Martin. They are hilarious. That whole show is just ridiculous. They also have three children. These are their children. And the children are, I don't even, eccentric? Like, they, like, the oldest son, they, over time, they made him dumb. I don't know why, but they did. They made him dumb to the point where Michael Kyle is always smacking him in the back of the head. I don't know why, but just, they made him dumb. But Michael and Janet, they take care of their kids, and they try and teach them, and they try and put good morals and good values into them. And for the most part, they understand by the end of the episode. But a lot of the times, it's just kind of like they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to get it, but it's a great show. I enjoy it. It's so funny. I watch reruns of that quite often. And last on my list, but not least, is Everybody Hates Chris. Now, Everybody Hates Chris is a sitcom based on Chris Rock's life. So his father, Christopher Julius Rock II, and his mom, Rochelle Rock, were, you know, based off of Chris Rock's real parents, but they were played in the show by Terry Crews and Tichina Arnold. And when I tell you, watching that show, like, I would be scared of Tichina's character. Like, Rochelle was hard. Like, she pushed her kids to be the best and, like, to prove that they were the best children. Like, she was hard on them. And then Julius, he was all about money. Like, he had several different jobs. He made ends meet. Like, he knew how to pinch a penny. And anytime I think about spending money, that's exactly the father that I think of. I'm just kind of like, oh dang, do I really need this? Is this important? Should I have this? No. And, like, I think about it often when I think about trying to spend some money. I'm just kind of like, maybe I shouldn't. Like, I don't think I should. Like, if anything, I need to budget and make sure that it works. So, yeah, like, this list was just something fun. And if you've watched any of those sitcoms, then you know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to those parents. And if you haven't, I suggest that you do. You know, I'll put the list on my Instagram so you could see it. At KD Time Podcast, then you can comment on what your favorite sitcoms are, what sitcoms I left out that you had, that you like, that you enjoyed, the parents from that show, because there's a lot of sitcoms out there, people, but these are the ones that I enjoy the most. And like I said, I'm really glad that at least out of all the shows that I mentioned, the only show that's still on right now is Black-ish. And I will continue to watch that until it ends. So, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back with some dad jokes right after the Katie's recommendation. Today's recommendation is on Pilates. What exactly is Pilates? It's basically a method of exercise that's really low impact flexibility, and it's for your muscular strength and endurance. And, you know, I've done it once so far, but me and my gal pals, we are trying to have it done like weekly online, and it's just a great way to, you know, do some low maintenance exercising. It's a lot of stretching and everything like that, so it's just kind of something simple. You know, if you are an exercise person, or you like to, you know, get fit and everything like that, and you're not trying to overdo it, then Pilates is a great way to work out. And there's several different ways to do Pilates. Like, I mean, there's a lot of different YouTube videos that you can pull up and do right in the comfort of your home. So yeah, that's Katie's recommendation for you. Do some Pilates and see how you feel. Hey, y'all. So, like I said earlier, I was going to hit you guys with some dad jokes. And I'm sitting here cracking up just listening, just reading them off to myself. And I'm not going to do a whole lot, but I just really enjoy corny jokes in general. And I'll just read off a couple. And if you laugh, that's great. If not, then, you know, oh well. So here's one. Dad, did you get a haircut? No, I got the mall cut. This one says, I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something. I don't know why that's so funny. Then there's a, what do you call someone with no body and no nose? Nobody knows. Did you hear the rumor about butter? Well, I'm not going to spread it. Can you spread butter? Oh my goodness. I remember when I was with my best friend and she would make the joke with young Theodore, because he would say, you know, I'm hungry. And she's like, hi, hungry. I'm Auntie Judith. And he's like, no, I'm not hungry. My name is Theo. It's so funny because she does it all the time. And he's just kind of like, no, my name is Theo. Anyway, moving along. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot. Oh my goodness. Okay. How does a penguin build its house? He glues it together. Oh my goodness. Okay. What kind of shoes do ninjas wear? Sneakers. Oh my goodness. This one says, I made a pencil with two erasers. It was pointless. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Okay. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? An irrelephant. Irrelephant. I remember one that I read a long time ago and I thought it was so funny. I still bring it up. It said, what do you call an alligator with a vest on? And then you'd be like, an investigator. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. This is the last one, I promise. Did I tell you the time I fell in love during a backflip? I was heels over head. Oh man. All right. So there's plenty out there, and I needed a laugh, and this was it. And this makes me feel like someday when I do have children, I could say some of these jokes and they won't just be because they're dad jokes. They'd be jokes because I find them funny and corny and hilarious. And, like, I'll hope that my kids enjoy my corniness. I mean, they'll have a little bit in them, I'm sure. But for the most part, I know that, like, being corny is funny. And I love being corny. So, this was that. Thanks for listening, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you guys for listening. You know, if you want to hit me up with some really funny dad jokes, you can do that on Twitter or Instagram. Hit me up at KD Time Podcast. If you want to send me a voice message, the link is in the description of the podcast itself. You can send me a voice message on Anchor. I really enjoy the feedback, so this would be pretty cool. Again, I'll probably put something on my Instagram about dad jokes. So if you want to, you could comment on there. All right, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I hope that you had a great Father's Day, and I hope that, you know, you'll come back for more later. Thanks again. Deuces.
Hey, KD Time fans. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at KD Time Podcast, or you can email me at kdtimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.